Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. I know many of you listen to God Is daily and are very much committed to our time with one another in the Word of God. But I also know we have new listeners joining us frequently, and some of you come and go based on the busyness of your schedule. So, this reminder. If you have missed what has been said recently in reference to Romans chapter 8, and specifically verse 28, do visit our website and get all caught up on the free God Is podcast. Just visit godisministry.org, that's godisministry.org, and you can listen right on the website or download these podcasts to your phone or other mobile device and take it all in at your leisure. I say that because we return today to this verse, and what I will now say builds on what has come before. I am eager to bring you along with us without repeating what most of us have already heard and understood. Hence the podcast. Come and get it, please. godisministry.org. Romans 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Today, I want to connect together three parts to this one verse. We have been talking about the opening phrase, "and we know." And right there, a question emerges from the text. The question is, who knows? Who are the people represented by the word "we"? And we know? Who are the we? All we have to do to answer this question is to keep reading. Paul the Apostle continues, "God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called." There is our answer. The we are those who love God, those who are called. Or I can say it this way, those who love God and are called are the ones who know that God causes all things to work together for our good. We applies only to those who love God, who are called. The Apostle Paul is writing this epistle or this letter to those who love God, who have been called. In a moment, I will begin to say much more about this, but first I want you to make a note regarding the order of this verse. You might be confused at the order in which I put the exposition. You think, this verse begins, "and we know," so Swallow began teaching that. But now he has jumped to those who love God, who are called. He skipped that God causes all things to work together for good. He sure is jumping around on this verse. I see your point, and because I also like to think and work in a logical manner, I would typically just take each phrase in the order in which it comes to us. And in a way, that is exactly what I am doing. Here is why. In the Greek text, Greek being the original language of the book of Romans, this phrase, "those who love God," does come next. It is right up front. Greek is much clearer than English. We can translate the Greek text as, "and we know that to the ones loving God, all things work together for good." Or, "we know now that to those loving God, all things work together for good." That is so clear. "And we know that to the ones loving God, all things work together for good." So it is at the front of Romans 8, verse 28, that we learn for whom all things work together for good. It is only to those who love God and who are called. So why have I, for the purposes of teaching this verse, why have I put together we with those who love God with those who are called? Those are the three parts I am connecting together. I will give these to you again. We with those who love God with who are called. When you get a chance, you can highlight these and draw a line or arrow connecting these together in your Bible. Highlight we and those who love God and who are called. I'm putting these together for a practical reason. I want you to clearly see for whom God causes all things to work together for good. That is not everybody. God only causes all things to work together for good to those who love him and who are called. I am also putting these together for a theological or biblical reason. This is God is, and we want to know who God is. Well, this emphasis on those who love God, who are called, is essential to understanding who God is and how he relates to those who love him. What we will do in the days ahead is deal with both of these. And, working in a logical order, let's start with the fact that God only causes all things to work together for good to those who love him and who are called. And yes, I have just put down a dividing line. Actually, I did not make the division. God did. I am merely reporting it to you. I am the messenger, but God gives the message. And I hope you get the message, which is this. You are either a person who loves God, or you are a person who hates God. According to the Bible, you either love God or you hate God. There is no other option. This is the great division in the human race. Every person is on one side or the other. You either love God or you hate God. Now, when I say love God, most people can go along with that. Love is such a positive word in our culture. Perhaps you've seen the signs or the bumper stickers, love, not hate. Now, what people who hang these signs actually mean by love is definitely worth exploring, but the idea is love is better, and we as a society need a radical shift from hate to love. Love rules. So that even to bring up God and to say, I love him, that will not necessarily bring out the rage in a neo-pagan society. But when I say those who do not love God hate God, oh, that will almost always be immediately resisted. For example, I have friends that are definitely not in love with God. They are not Christians, and they have no desire to be at present. And they would completely agree with my assessment of them in this regard. But if I were to say to them, you hate God, they would absolutely reject that characterization of themselves. I can hear them now. Something like, hey, I don't hate God. I am just ambivalent about him. Hate is way too strong a word for how I feel. So, in response to this, many Christians hesitate to say that someone who is not in love with God actually hates God. But isn't it instructive and convicting for us that the Bible is unequivocal? You either love God or you hate God. And hate is the word. I have here in my notes many references, but I also have my eye on the clock. Let me give you a few and start with Jesus in John chapter 3 and verse 20. Jesus says, for everyone who does evil hates the light. And light there is capitalized, meaning light as a name for Jesus. everyone who does evil hates Jesus, according to Jesus. Further along in the Gospel of John, as Jesus speaks with the disciples about the hate they can expect to receive from the world, the Lord says this, "He who hates me hates my Father also." That was John 15, verse 23. Notice the word choice. Jesus says hates. You either love Jesus or you hate Jesus. This is a theme in the Psalms as well. In Psalm 83, the psalmist is describing people's reactions to the living God, and in verse 2 he writes, "For behold, your enemies make an uproar, and those who hate you have exalted themselves." Psalm 83, verse 2, and there is that word hate again, describing God's enemies. And then a little closer to our text in Romans 8, go back to verse 7. This certainly describes hatred for God. Romans 8, verse 7, "The mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God." The word hostile relates to the word hate. People who live in the flesh, rather than in the Holy Spirit, are those who are hostile towards God. They hate him. The mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. You would do well to highlight Romans 8 and verse 7 in your Bible. And we could certainly point to other scripture that affirms this. God is either loved or hated. There is no in between. And God only causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, not to those who hate God. There is a dividing line here put down by God. And we will talk together more about this when we come together again tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.